Are they not clogs or rubber or anything? Looks like just boots and lots of mud, sir. The manager took off his jacket. All right. Got any cream, have we? Onions, garlic, butter? Some old beef bones, bit of pastry? Yes. The manager rubbed his hands together. Right, he said, taking an apron off a hook. You there. Get some water boiling, lots of water, and find a really large hammer. And you, chop some onions. Rest of you, start sorting out the boots. I want the tongues out and the soles off. We'll do them, let's see, mousse de la boue dans un panier de la pâte de chaussure. Where are we going to get that from, sir? Mud mousse in a basket of shoe pastry. Get the idea? It's not our fault if even Quirmians don't understand restaurant Quirmium. It's not like lying, after all.
Well, it's a bit like lying,
the waiter began. He'd been cursed with honesty at an early stage.
Then there's brodequin rôti façon ombré.
The manager sighed at the head waiter's panicky expression.
Soldier's boot done in the shades fashion, he translated.
Shades fashion?
In mud. But if we cook the tongues separately, we can put on languette braisée, too.
There's some ladies' shoes, sir, said an underchef.
Right. Add to the menu, sole d'une bonne femme, and, yes, servi dans un coulis de terre en l'eau.
That's mud to you.
What about the laces, sir?
Said another underchef.
Good thinking. Dig out that recipe for spaghetti carbonara.
Sir?
Said the head waiter.
I started off as a chef, said the manager, picking up a knife. How do you think I was able to afford this place? I know how it's done. Get the look and the sauce right, and you're three quarters there.
But it's all going to be old boots, sir, said the waiter.
Prime, aged beef, the manager corrected him. It'll tenderise in no time.
Anyway, we haven't got any soup.
Mud. And a lot of onions.
There's the puddings.
Mud. Let's see if we can get it to caramelise. You never know.
I can't even find the coffee. Still, they probably won't last till the coffee.
Mud. Café de Terre, said the manager firmly. Genuine ground coffee.
Oh, they'll spot that, sir.
They haven't up till now, said the manager, darkly.
We'll never get away with it, sir. Never.
In the country of the sky on top, medium Dave Lillywhite hauled another bag of money down the stairs.
There must be thousands here, said Chicken Wire.
Hundreds of thousands, said medium Dave.
And what's all this stuff? Said Cat's Eye, opening a box. It's just paper, he tossed it aside.
Medium Dave sighed. He was all for class solidarity, but sometimes Cat's Eye got on his nerves.
They're the title deeds, he said, and they're better than money.
Paper's better than money, said Cat's Eye.
Huh? If you can burn it, you can't spend it, that's what I say.
Hang on, said Chicken Wire. I know about them. The Tooth Fairy owns property.
Got to raise money somehow, said Medium Dave. All those half dollars under the pillow.
If we steal them, do they become ours?
Is that a trick question? Said Cat's Eye, smirking.
Yeah, but 10,000 each doesn't sound such a lot when you see all this.
He won't miss a
gentleman.
They turned. Tea time was in the doorway.
We were just piling up the stuff, said Chicken Wire.
Yes, I know. I told you to.
Right, that's right, you did,
said Chicken Wire gratefully. And there's such a lot, said Tea Time. He gave them a smile. Cat's Eye coughed.
It's got to be thousands, said Medium Dave. And what about all these deeds and so on? Look, this one's for that pipe shop on Honeytrap Lane. In Ankh-Morpork. I buy my tobacco there. Old Thimble is always moaning about the rent, too.
Ah, so you opened the strong boxes, said Tea Time pleasantly.
Well, yes.
Fine, said Tea Time. I didn't ask you to, but fine. And how did you think the Tooth Fairy made her money? Little gnomes in some mine somewhere? Fairy gold? But that turns to trash in the morning. He laughed. Chicken Wire laughed. Even Medium Dave laughed. And then Tea Time was on him, pushing him irresistibly backwards until he hit the wall. There was a blur and he tried to blink and his left eyelid was suddenly a rose of pain. Tea Time's good eye was close to him, if you could call it good. The pupil was a dot.
Medium Dave could just make out his hand right by Medium Dave's face. It was holding a knife. The point of the blade could only be the merest fraction of an inch from Medium Dave's right eye.
I know